Okay, I'm using this as a way to express my thoughts, but this needs to go before every message, just so people are aware that you take this how you want. I have no opinion on your opinion, okay? This is purely Liam Oakes announcing to the world what he thinks about any given situation using books and references. If you need help about to get more info because you're confused or you want to know more, let me know. Put me a message and I can signpost you to the resource I use to forward my opinion. Remember, it's all opinion. Everything's opinion. Opinion, opinion, opinion. Have a nice day and I hope you enjoy the podcast.
Welcome to Rainbow Phoenix. Curiosity killed the cat. What does that mean? Apart from being a pop group that sang songs like Misfit, Down to Earth, Name and Number in the 80s, Curiosity Killed the Cat is a proverb used to warn of the dangers of unnecessary investigation or experimentation. In other words, control the controllable. Focus on yourself. So what we're going to do today is look at something us as teachers use a lot. And it's really just the strategies of instruction, or Rosenstein's principles of instruction, which created a summary up to 4 decades of research that linked teaching strategies to student outcomes. Now, you can use this as a teacher, you can use this as a learner, you can use this as a management consultant, a project manager, a creative designer, a musician, whatever you decide to, whatever your background is, you can use these. So begin with the end in mind. Start with your why. Provide a brief review of previous learning. Then you need to find different models and examples using scaffolds, which is basically just being able to ask questions that attend to each individual need or tasks that attend to each individual need. Scaffolding their learning, making it easier for them to achieve, and then building that up to your learning outcome. Include opportunities for guided practice, check for understanding using lots of questions, and ensure that the pupils or the participants or whoever you're talking to obtain a high success rate in those questions. Now, I want to think, okay, that's how we do it. That's Rosenstein telling us what works, but how do we actually get there? And what's really nice is there's a book called Reaching Boys, Teaching Boys by Michael Reinhart and Richard Hawley. And in that book, they looked at the most concrete and useful data, but just on boys. Now, it's funny because the data they looked at, they concluded actually could be taught across a broad range of different pupils, different backgrounds. And there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach, because at the end of the day, the one size fits all is whatever you decide to do and how you take the learning and make it your own as a teacher or as the learner. But at the end of the day, whatever you can do will be different to whatever I can do. So they concluded that the lessons that the boys liked the most included the following features: the opportunity to get up out of their seats and run around, competition, pupils teaching each other, technology, games, role play or debates, topics that are relevant to their life, and surprising events or some kind of novelty in the lesson. Now, if you're doing a Zoom call, which a lot of us have to during lockdown, if you can create a fun, interesting Zoom call using one of these 7 things I've mentioned, then you're going to be onto a winner. So the main learning from this podcast is that it doesn't matter what you do or how you do it, okay? People won't remember what you do, what you say. They remember how you made them feel. It's up to them to go and be curious, to go and take their learning further. All you need to be able to do, really, essentially, is show them, okay, show them that you enjoy the topic. Show them how much you know about the topic you're trying to teach or lead on or debate upon or whatever you're doing in your own job or your own life. Then you need to show how much enjoyment you get from reading widely, and you need to maybe dictate and guide them to those readings. You need to show how excited you get when they produce excellent work or they get your idea. Or maybe they give you something back and then you can build upon the original idea with their knowledge. You need to make an impression. You need to make sure that whatever you do is you. Now, some people make an impression by doing this. Hello. I'm going to let you do everything today. Answer this question. What to you is gold standard? Please create a definition, an example, and then explain to me why some people might have different gold standards. Off you go. Now, I've started a lesson like that in the past and it worked beautifully. I've also started a lesson like that in the past and it was chaos because nobody actually knew what to do. Now, I'm a teacher, so I'm coming at it strictly from an education point of view, but you can take this anywhere you want. You need to just remember the following 7 key things. whenever you are instructing a group, make sure they have the opportunity to get up out of their seat and move around. Now, that could be on Zoom when you do a quiz and you get them to go and do an interactive challenge, like go and find something that begins with the same letter as your name. You need competition. Quizzes are the best because we need competition. We need to have a competitive streak. Now, you've got to be careful with competition because it can put some people with their back in their box, and it can also make some people scared to actually try. So maybe the results stay secret, but the competition's still there. Students teaching each other, give them a chance. Give them a chance. Give the audience a chance to interact with you through questioning. Use technology. Kahoot is fantastic. If anyone's never used Kahoot, give it a go. It's a great little quiz you can do on your phone. Games, role plays, or debates, links to that technology I've just mentioned. Topics that are relevant to their lives. Don't go off on a tangent. Try and keep it within 5 minutes. I'm just about to go over that. These podcasts need to relate to people's lives for them to enjoy them. Same with anything you do in your life and anything you do where you're instructing to others. And the final one is surprising events or some kind of novelty. Cards work well with this. Everyone can have a pack of cards and you can do so much with them. Now, if you've got any good ideas for a pack of cards, send it to me and I'll maybe do a podcast about the fun things we can do with a pack of cards next time. Thank you for listening to Rainbow Phoenix. I hope it's helped. Never stop trying new things. And remember, at the end of the day, it's all about you. It's all about you. Now, my singing voice needs a bit of help. So music teachers, make sure you instruct me. Thank you and goodbye.